Chapter 3. A New Job. Sandra woke the next morning with sunlight streaming through the curtains of her large bedroom windows. The pain and discouragement from the day before didn't seem so overwhelming. Hope for a better day was possible once again. Having taught grade 8 every day for the past 2 weeks, Sandra's apartment needed a thorough clean. She spent the morning tidying things up, all the while looking out the windows at the bright, beautiful day, and promising herself an hour in the courtyard sunshine. At noon, she looked around at the spotless apartment with satisfaction. A clean house always made her feel so much better. Picking up a fork and a bowl of buttered brown rice, she took the elevator down to the foyer. There she retrieved the Sterling Gazette from her mail slot and headed outside. Daffodils and tulips were in full bloom, nodding freely in the soft spring breeze. The pink-striped tulips were so beautiful that Sandra stopped to have a closer look. If I were an artist, I'd paint a picture full of them, she thought with a smile. Looking out towards the harbour, she noticed that the water was a sparkling, brilliant blue. Things don't seem quite so bad today, she thought, recalling the despair she'd felt the night before. I hate it when everything crashes in like that. If I just had someone to share things with, I'm sure I would sort it out a lot better. Mum was always so good at listening and understanding, but now I feel like I have no one to talk to. I can't complain about things to my friends in Ontario because they don't understand why I chose Nova Scotia in the first place. They just tell me to come on home. I miss you, Mum, she whispered sadly. I'd do anything to bring you back to me. Taking a seat at one of the fancy white metal tables scattered throughout the courtyard, Sandra was glad that the metal was pleasantly warm. A month earlier, she might have instantly frozen to the seat. It was hard to spread out the newspaper on the small round tabletop, but she did her best. The Sterling Gazette was only a freebie paper that came every Saturday morning, but it was full of ads. Turning anxiously to the Help Wanted section, Sandra whispered, "Oh, please let there be some primary teacher in a little private school that needs the next 2 months off. Even a daycare position would be wonderful." Resumes had already been sent out to all the places that Sandra could think of several times, but there was always the possibility that they had been mislaid. On such a fresh spring morning, Sandra was clinging to hope that this might be her lucky day. However, as usual, it didn't appear that luck was on her side. Nothing stood out. She quickly scanned the Help Wanted section just to make sure her own ad was still there. Very succinct, in 25 words or less, it read, "Tutor available. Get your child the professional help they need. All subjects, any evening, $30 an hour." Below, she had listed her phone number. A tall, athletic man walked past her table on his way through the courtyard. She had dubbed him Mr. Blue because of the reflective blue sunglasses he usually wore. Today, they were perched on top of his head. "Nice day," he called out cheerily, with an admiring glance in her direction. "Sure is," Sandra replied, with an admiring glance of her own. Well-dressed and good-looking, Mr. Blue's attention was warmly received. "One of these days, I'll get up the courage to ask his real name," Sandra told herself. Suddenly, she noticed his height. Could Mr. Blue have been one of the men she had overheard in the courtyard? Was he the man who cared so much for his brother? Watching him stroll through the arched entrance towards his red Mustang parked on the street, Sandra took careful note of his blonde wavy hair and black leather jacket. Even though she knew there was little chance she'd ever identify the two brothers, she could hardly stop herself from trying. As the Mustang roared off down the street, Sandra idly wondered how she might inquire about the conversation she'd overheard. It was easy enough to imagine Mr. Blue asking if he could take a seat across from her at the table. Of course, she would nod graciously with a welcoming smile, and then they would probably compare notes about how long they'd each lived in the manor and what they thought of the luxurious accommodation and the high rental fees. But when she tried to imagine herself probing after the conversation she'd overheard, she truly didn't know where to start. "I hope you don't mind me asking," she joked silently to herself, "but you wouldn't by any chance have been outside in the courtyard last night having an argument with your brother?" "Right," she thought, with a smile, shaking her head, "as if I could ask a complete stranger such a personal question." Turning back to the newspaper, Sandra saw an ad for a dishwasher in the local restaurant down the street, but it was 5 days a week. Just in case she might still receive calls to supply teach, she didn't feel she could take on anything with inflexible hours. It was the same problem with the landscape position, plus she didn't have the experience required, and a host of other ads. Then one request caught her eye. House cleaner required, 5 hours per week, $15 an hour, Margaret's Manor. A house cleaner, right here in the manor, she exclaimed to herself. I could probably do that. Mum taught me well. The hours sounded flexible enough, regardless of whether or not she might get further calls to supply teach. She could certainly fit in 5 hours per week. The wage wasn't too bad, and the location was excellent. Without any further hesitation, Sandra ran upstairs and placed a call. She was disappointed when only an answering machine responded. "Sorry I am unable to answer your call right now," a friendly, firm voice replied. "But please leave a message, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Have a great day." Hoping for the best, Sandra left a message of her own and hung up. Then, tossing the newspaper on her kitchen counter, she went back to work on a favourite project, organising a kindergarten curriculum. If ever Sandra found the job she wanted, she planned to be 100% prepared. All year long she'd been taking out books from the library and researching the most exciting educational activities she could find. From the supplies she had collected during her university years, 3 big cardboard boxes now sat in the spare room, with various games and special crafts neatly packaged in plastic Ziploc bags. Today she planned to begin a large felt calendar and weather chart. Turning on the TV, Sandra quickly skipped to her favourite cooking show. It was always on Saturday afternoons. With her ears open to Chef Jeff, who was explaining how to make fantastic frozen yogurt, Sandra kept her eyes on the felt, sketching in the shapes she needed to cut out. Sandra was still hard at work that evening, sewing clear plastic pockets on the weather chart and listening to a sitcom when the phone rang. "Hi," the caller said. "Is this Sandra Carrington?" "It is," she replied. "I got your message," the friendly voice said. "If you'd like to meet me in the foyer at 7, we can talk about the house cleaning job." 7 sounded fine to Sandra. She finished off one last plastic pocket, had a bowl of brown rice and tomatoes, and took a look in the mirror. Not pleased with her dishevelled reflection, she made things right. Tiger's hair was all over the black yoga pants she was wearing, so she decided to change clothes. From a tidy drawer, Sandra chose her best jeans and the blue cotton sweater her mother had given her on her 25th birthday. Setting her glasses back on, she looked in the mirror carefully and then laughed. "Why am I dressing up?" she exclaimed to Tiger, who was purring contentedly on the bed. "If I'm hoping to be a house cleaner, I might make a better impression with sweatpants and rubber gloves." Shortly after 7, Sandra stepped into the elevator and hit G for ground floor. "Now what did he say his name was?" she asked herself. "Oh, I can't remember. Maybe he didn't tell me. I wonder how old he is. What he's like. I hope he's nice." His voice sounded pleasant enough. Only one man was standing in the marble foyer. From the apprehensive way he looked over at her, Sandra guessed he must be the one she was supposed to meet. When she met his glance and stepped towards him, he smiled and stretched out his hand. "Sandra Carrington?" he asked uncertainly. She nodded, stretching out her own hand. "Another tall man," she observed, mentally adding him to the list of possible courtyard disputants. With a lanky, slim build and a receding hairline, he wasn't nearly as good-looking as Mr. Blue, but he did have kind brown eyes. "Molly Maid at your service," she said whimsically as they shook hands, and then she regretted her words. What a dumb thing to say. "I wasn't expecting someone so young," the tall man replied awkwardly. "He probably thinks I'm still in my teens," Sandra thought. It was a common occurrence. Not many guessed that she was almost 28. "You wanted someone with more experience?" she asked. "Oh, no, it's not that," he mumbled uncomfortably. "It's just I expected some little old granny would want this job, you know," he chuckled with a rather animated expression. "Someone with a pink hairnet and a great big green apron." They both laughed. "I knew I should have worn my rubber gloves," she smiled. He chuckled. "Well, good to meet you. I'm James and, I'm glad to hear you do this professionally." "I don't," Sandra said a little uneasily, hoping she wasn't off to another bad start. "I've never cleaned houses professionally before." "So you aren't really Molly Maid?" Sandra laughed. "No, I was just joking." "Do we even have Molly Maid in Nova Scotia? Or is that..." he looked at Sandra inquisitively, "an Ontarioism?" "I think Molly Maid is everywhere," she said. "But I am from Ontario. I just moved here last August." "Really? I'm from Ontario as well," James said amiably. "Only it was a long time ago." They compared notes about where they had grown up, discovered that neither of them were familiar with the other person's birthplace, and the similarities ended there. Are you comfortable having a look around my place? James inquired hesitantly. It would probably be easier to show you where things are than to try to tell you. But if you're not comfortable... Sandra looked up in surprise. She'd only known James for 5 minutes, but already she was fairly certain he was a trustworthy person. It shone from his eyes. I'd like to have a look, she said. Apartment 226 wasn't a total disaster, and it was the exact same layout as hers. Sandra noticed that the floor needed a wash and the dust had been collecting for a while. However, the dishes were all done and the kitchen was reasonably tidy. Glancing into the living room, she was immediately drawn to the enormous flat-screen TV. Lucky guy, she thought. Yeah, it's messy all right, James said with an uncomfortable laugh. This is going to be kind of embarrassing for me. I've always cleaned for myself, but, well, lately I just haven't been able to keep up with it. I started a new job a few months ago, and right now I'm working 80 hours a week. He sighed, running his hand through his grey speckled dark hair. I hope things will settle down soon, he added somewhat doubtfully. But for now, when I come home, I just need time to relax. Sandra nodded. It's actually tidier than I expected, she smiled, wondering if James always looked so flustered. At uni, some of my friends only did the dishes when they ran out of something clean to eat from. Really? He laughed. Not me. I like things tidy. Usually I do it myself, he reiterated. Then he seemed to absorb the information she'd given him. So you went to university? He asked. By the look on his face, Sandra could tell he was perplexed why a university graduate would be offering to do house cleaning. I'm an elementary school teacher, she explained. I came out last year thinking I had a job lined up, but it fell through. So I've been supply teaching ever since, and there just hasn't been enough work. Your ad sounded like you might be flexible with hours, and... She paused to catch her breath. Well, if you don't mind when I clean, then I can leave myself open to take any other work that comes my way. So you're a teacher? He clarified, looking at Sandra with that same flustered expression. There was a look of hesitation on his face, and Sandra wondered if he was questioning her suitability. Well, I don't mind when you clean, he said, as long as it's during the day. I don't really want to come home to the sound of a vacuum cleaner running. With a laugh, Sandra realized James was thinking she might choose to clean after dinner. No, of course not. I'll do it when you're at work, she assured him. Well then, let me show you what needs to be done, James said hesitantly, leading her through the various rooms. He explained he needed someone to do laundry, mopping, vacuuming, dusting, windows, and clean the bathroom. This really is embarrassing, he explained again to Sandra with a sigh after showing her the bathroom. I've never had someone clean my house before, and I don't think I'd want to clean someone else's, but you're okay with this? Of course, Sandra laughed, appreciating how he must feel. I'm thankful for the work. I suppose I should ask for a reference or two. Sandra gave him Miss Ferrier's number, hoping Miss Ferrier would at least have confidence in her cleaning ability. Well then, if you have the time, I'd appreciate it if you could start with 2 days next week, James suggested. I'm quite behind with it all. The shower, the fridge and the oven are in bad shape, and the cupboards need some reorganization. As far as I know, I have nothing else on, she assured him. Should I start Monday? James handed her a key with a grin. Sounds great. You have no idea how much I'll appreciate a clean house. Do you want to do this on a trial basis? Sandra inquired hesitantly, taking the key. She needed to know whether or not she could count on the work until her lease had expired. How about we give it a month? James suggested. We'll see how things go and talk it over in June. Only a month? Sandra hid her disappointment. I do hope you'll keep me on at least till August. Thank you, she smiled, placing the key in her pocket. I'll start Monday, then.